אנחנו לומדים מתלמוד עשר הספירות.
Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 1, Page 220, Item 5. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv, select it and send us your questions. Selected questions will be in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part Volume 1, Page 220 in Hebrew, Item 5.
Altogether, we're learning about the same things that we talked about in the first lesson. Truly, only in a different language, which is the technical language, it's more precise, where we're still having some difficulty in conveying our emotions to exact, precise measures and talked about them technically. But soon we'll start recognizing them that way. So tests will be like a guidance and instruction book. We'll work around accordingly. It's just going to move from one item to another and like that to the end of correction.
Item 5. When Ochma departs, it leaves a Reshima in its place to shine for Bina. Afterwards, when Chochmah rises to the Ma'atzil, Emanator, she leaves the Reshimu in his Kli, to shine from him to Bina, after he himself leaves. Even after Bina rises to the Ma'atzil, the Reshimu of Chochmah does not leave the Kli of Chochmah, and likewise, all of them until the Yesod. Again, item 5. When the light of Chochmah leaves, it leaves the Reshima in its place to shine for Bina. Afterwards, when Chochmah rises to the Ma'atzil, Emanator, he leaves the Reshimo in his Kli to shine from him to Bina. After he himself leaves. Even after Bina rises to Ma'atzil, the Reshimo of Chochmah does not leave the Kli of Chochmah. And likewise, all of them until the Yesod. Item 6. Malchut does not leave a Reshima. However, when Or Malchut leaves, she does not leave a Reshimu in her Kli, for there is no Sefirah beneath her to receive from her. Though there are other olamot destined to be under her, receiving from her, it is not their kind, and she has no dvekut, no adhesion with them, as there is dvekut with the ten sefirot of each and every olam in and of itself. Again, item 6, Malchut does not leave a reshima. However, when Or Malchut leaves, she does not leave a Reshimu in her Kli, for there is no Sefirah beneath her to receive from her. Though there are other Olamot destined to be under her, receiving from her, it is not their kind, and she has no Dvekut with them, as there is Dvekut, adhesion, with the ten Sefirot of each and every Olam in and of itself.
Well, let's see below.
Item 6, Inner Light.
It's very interesting. Malchut doesn't leave a Reshimo because there's no place for it to be placed. There's nothing below Malchut. But if there were to be something below Malchut, it could be that she would leave a Reshimo. Why not? So that's the reason. So what happens with the Reshimo? Does it disappear? Hide? Please?
Item 6, Inner Light, explains Malchut, when she leaves, she does She leaves no reshimo in her kli, because it is or nekeva, receiving for herself and not bestowing. For that reason, the 10 sefirot and the degree, as it is only or chozer. It is also why she does not leave a reshima, as reshima is only the remains of the hitpashtut, expansion of Or Yashar, direct light that remains there. As the Ari says, also there is no cessation in the upper light or Elyon here, for the Tachton is completely dependent on the Elyon, on the upper one, but the Elyon is not dependent on the Tachton, lower one. Again, item 6 explains Malchut, when she departs, she leaves no reshimo in her kli, because it is or nekeva, receiving for herself and not bestowing. For that reason, her 10 sefirot and the degree, as it is only or chozer, reflected light. It is also why she does not leave a reshima, as reshima is only the remains of the hitpashtut, expansion of Or Yashar that remains there, as the Ari says. Also, there is no cessation in the Or Elyon, in the upper light here, for the Tachton, the low one, is completely dependent on the Elyon, on the upper one, but the Elyon is not dependent on the Tachton. Item 7, inner light. Item 7, inner light, explains it is not of their kind and she has no dvikut, no adhesion with them, because they come in a renewed form of avyut, coarseness. She has no dvikut with them, as dvikut means hishtavut tzura, equivalence of form, while separation and difference means shinui tzura, disparity of form. Item 7, the words of the Ari. All the Sfirot leave Reshimot in their place after they depart, except Malchut. It turns out that all those Sefirot leave Reshimot in their place and in their Kli when they want to leave and ascend. However, Or Malchut does not leave Reshimot in its Kli. Only the Reshimo that Or Yesod left in its Kli. The Ara, the illumination of the Kli of Malchut, extends from there after the departure of her Or. Again, item 7. All the Sefirot leave Reshimot in their place after they depart, except Malchut. It turns out that all those Sefirot leave Reshimo in their place and in their Kli, when they want to leave and ascend. However, Or Malchut does not leave a reshimo in its Kli, only the reshimo that Or Yesod left in its Kli. The Ara, the illumination to the Kli of Malchut, extends from there after the departure of her Or. Item 8. Malchut is called poor since it does not leave a reshima, for she has nothing of herself. Item 8. There is another reason why Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own, and also Aspaklaria de lo nahara. It is because her kli does not shine at all when she ascends and the Or leaves her, as no Or remains in her, even as a reshimo. Even the sustenance of that Kli does not come from her Or, but from the reshimo that remains in Kli de Yesod. From there, it sustains and shines in Kli Malchut. That is why it is said she has nothing of her own. Again, item 8. Malchut is called poor since it does not leave a reshimo, for she has nothing of herself. There is another reason why Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own, and also Aspaklaria de lo nahara. It is because her kli does not shine at all when she ascends, and the or leaves her, as no or remains in her, even as Ereshimo. Even the sustenance of that kli does not come from her or, but from the Ereshimo that remains in kli de Yesod. From there, it sustains and shines in kli malchut. That is why it is said she has nothing of her own. Item 8, inner light, or pnimi, explains, and this is another reason why malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own. Item 8. The Ari has already written why Malchut is called Ledelo Nahara, of no light. It is because 10 Sefirot extended only in the level of Chochmah in Itpashtut Bet, the second expansion, and Or Keter remained concealed in the Peh. It turns out that Or Chochmah comes in Kli de Keter, Or Bina in Kli de Chochmah, Or Zeranpin in Kli de Bina, and Malchut in Kli de Zeranpin. Thus, Kli Malchut is left without Or. Hence, the name Aspaklaria de Lo Nahara. He adds another reason here, being that Malchut did not leave a Reshima behind her in Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion. We might ask, if Or Keter vanishes from Hitpashtut Bet, from the second expansion, Kli de Keter should have been left there without Or. Why did the Orot switch and Or Chochmah came in Kli de Keter until Kli Malchut remained without Or? It has already been explained in Istaklut Pnimit that the Orot have a conduct of dressing only the purer Kelim in the Partsuf. Thus, even if there is only Or Nefesh there, it clothes only the highest Kli, namely Keter, while the lower nine remain without Or.
It's clear that the light always clothes in the purer kli. What?
Can I ask about item 6 below?
You can ask however you want, just in short.
He writes that the lower one needs the upper one, but the upper one does not need the lower one.
Yes, clear.
In the beginning of the lesson, you said that we're talking about relationships here.
These are not relationships. This is a system, and each degree is more complete than the one above it, therefore it does not need it to complement it or complete it. But rather, it works in order to complete the lower one and raise it to the upper.
Meaning there is no relationship of receiver and giver?
There are no work relationships. There's relations like in a system. It's like subordination. It's like a ladder of values or a certain graduation of, yeah, it's steps or gradual relationships. Yes.
In item 7, it says, only from the Reshimo that the Or of Yesod left in its Kli. The light of Malchut leaves no Reshimo in its Kli, only from the Reshimo that Or Yesod left in his Kli. What is that Reshimo that Or Yesod left in his Kli?
That which shines to Malchut and Malchut herself, no?
But the way I understand is Malchut doesn't have the same Reshimo that others have.
She doesn't bestow, hence there's nothing that remains in her.
And what is this Reshimo that Or Yesod left in her Kli?
What it bestows. In other words, from the whole expansion and departure of lights, the one who bestows, that's what remains. The extent of bestowal, the measure of life. Imagine that from all of your life, what will remain is what you've bestowed in life. What remains? It's really like that from this life. if we measure, examine all of humanity, only suffering, suffering, suffering adds up until it starts to work. Yes.
Adam 9, the words of Dari. Two kinds of awe remain in the Kli after the departure. Again, two kinds of awe remain in the Kli after the departure. One, awe chozer, reflected light, which is din, judgment. Two, the reshimot, which are awe yashar, direct light, and rachamim, mercy. Item 9. We have now learned by these two introductions how the kelim of the sefirot, even when their orot return and depart to the ma'atzil, to the emanator, still have two kinds of orot. One, the first is called or chozer, being din, and the second is the or that remains in the kli, called reshimo. This is Or Yashar and Rachamim, because it remains there from the Bechina of the Orot that departed from above downward as Or Yashar. Again, item 9. Two kinds of Or remain in the Kli after the departure. One, Or Chozer, reflected light, which is Din, judgment. Two, the Reshimot, which are Or Yashar, direct light, and Rachamim, mercy. We have now learned by these two introductions how the Kelim of the Sefirot, even when their Orot return and depart to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, still have two kinds of Orot. The first is called Or Chozer, being Din. And the second is the Or that remains in the Kli called Reshimo. This is Or Yashar and Rachamim, because it remains there from the Bechina of the Orot that departed from above downward as Or Yashar. Item 9, Inner Light, or Pnimi, explains two kinds of Orot, one, which is called Or Chozer, which is Din, and the second, the light that remains in the Kli called Reshimo. Item 9. The first is Pashtut, the first expansion that extends by the expansion of Malchut from her and within her to 10 Sefirot down to Malchut the Guf, extending from above downward to Bechinat Hitlabshut, clothing, is called Or Yashar and Rachamim, direct light and mercy. Also, all the Reshimot that remain of these 10 Sefirot after the departure of that Or are also Or Yashar, Rachamim, but as small Heara, small illumination called Reshima. However, these levels generated by the Zivug Dehaka'a as Malchut ascends and purifies from below upward degree by degree until all the Or departs. All these levels are called Or Chozer Din, reflected light, judgment. It is so because the levels gradually diminish until they are entirely gone.
No, no microphone.
Give him the microphone.
I didn't understand what din, judgment, is.
Din is limitation. Where the Kli is not capable of maintaining, holding the light that was in it before, and the light must depart. That's it. Go ahead.
Adam 10, the words of Dari.
No, it's not here already. Oh, big yud, okay.
The Av Or that does not live becomes a Kli, and the Reshimot remain in it. The work of the Kelim has not been completed. Sorry. The work of the Kelim has not been completed in this Olam of the Akudim at that time, but the Bechinot and the reality that they were made of, being Or Av, connected with Or Zach had already been there. When the Or Zach, pure light, returned upward, the Or Av had been left below. And this is the Bechina of the Kelim themselves. There, in that Or Av, which is Bechinat Kelim, the Zach Orot left the above two Bechinot. One, Or Yashar, Reshimo. Two, Or Chozer.
Look at what he writes. What is a higher degree relative to the lower degree? In the lower degree, we have kelim. The kelim of the higher degree are lights of the lower degree. Look at what upgrade there is from degree to degree. That which was before a desire to receive and was a kli, now the desire to bestow that you attained becomes the kli. And the light, meaning the upgrade is essential, truly, each time the degree of the Creator is revealed in you more and more and more. What was an intention before now becomes a kli. Light becomes a kli. It's, read it again.
The Av, or that does not live, becomes a kli.
Meaning it's not a quantitative thing like in us, in this world for us. It's the true acquisition of the force of bestowal, the new force of the Creator, which upgrades the spiritual from degree to degree.
And the Reshimo, and the reflected light and Reshimo remain in it. It turns out that in this world of Akudim, even though at that time still the work of the Kelim has not been completed, yet their Bechinot and reality that were made of being Or Av, coarser light, connected with the Or Zach, pure light, had already been there. When the Or Zach, pure light, returned upward, the coarser Or had been left below. And this is the Bechina of the Kelim themselves. There, in that Or Av, coarser light, which is the Bechina of the Kelim, the Orot Hazakim, the pure lights, left the above two Bechinot. One, Or Yashar, Reshimo. Two, Or Chozer.
Read inside and then we'll see.
Adam 10 Inner Light explains the coarser Or, which is connected with the pure Or. When the Or expands from Malchut de Rosh down to the Guf, that Or consists of Or Yashar and Or Chozer, direct light and reflected light. It is as though they clothe one another in the Rosh. This Or Yashar is called Or Zach, pure light, and Or Chozer is called Or Av, coarser light, as it extends by the force of the Aviyut, coarseness, and the Tzimtzum, restriction in the Masach of Malchut de Rosh. There is no discernment of Aviyut up in the Rosh, as it rises and closes the upper nine from the Masach upward. And the force of the Aviyut cannot operate above the place of its manifestation and existence even a bit. However, afterwards, this Or Chozer expands and descends once more with its Or Yashar from Malchut de Rosh downward. Then the Aviyut in the Masach is certainly in it, though it is not at all regarded as a drawback, for its entire merit is connected with the Aviyut, as there wouldn't have been any Or in the Partsuf without it. Indeed, when the Or finally leaves the Partsuf, and the Aviyut is emptied of that or Yashar that is clothed in it, then the full ignobility and demerit of that Aviyut compared to the Or Yashar appears. The Ari writes, had been left below. It means that after the Or Zach had been emptied of Or Av, meaning once the Or Yashar had left and been pulled out of the Or Chozer that closed it, the Or Av, coarser light, remained below. In other words, the demerit of the Or Chozer compared to the Or Yashar surfaced. That is why it is said that after the return of the Or Zach upward, the Or Av that remained below is the Bechina of the Kelim themselves. In other words, this Or Chozer that had been emptied of Or Yashar after its first Hitpashtut, after its first expansion, is the entire substance of the Kelim in that Partsuf. Called it Pashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Ak, or Partsuf Galgalta, the Ak. The Reshima and the Nitzotzin, sparks of the descending Or Chozer, clothed inside it. We shall now see that these Reshima and the Nitzotzin, sparks of Or Chozer, became and were corrected as the Kelim of the following Partsuf, called it Pashtut Bet, second expansion, or Ab.
The Ab comes out more refined than Galgalta. Right? The intentions in Galgalta become the Kilim of Ab. Meaning the wearing, the cohesion against each other, the lights, the sparks, everything that was in the scrutiny of Partsuf Ab, meaning from Partsuf Galgalta, in Ab it became Kilim, meaning always the degree. There's also something in this world that I learned it like in first grade, and it's plus, minus, and multiplication. On second grade, first plus, minus, and multiplication, I already do more. And then by those actions, even more and more. Meaning each time the higher degree, by using the previous degree, it's like a means. Not in order to learn it and acquire it, but I acquired it, now by it I get to use it as a means for greater attainment. It's the same here, only here it's spirituality, meaning all the spiritual attainments from the previous degrees become kilim, or the infrastructure for the next degree, the next partsuf. Okay? And more? Yes.
But what we learn in this chapter, you said that you will draw of her leaving Reshimo, etc.
I so badly don't feel like it. I don't know what. I'll tell you. I engaged in drawing a lot a while back because I had to convey in some way, in some message, in some package or wrapping, the details, the conditions. Now that we're engaged not exactly in technology, but in the feeling, so I don't want to draw degrees that so I will kind of like materialize them somehow. I don't want you to think this is upwards, this is downwards, this is to the right and this to the left. I want you to feel it's bestowal and reception. There's a difference. I don't want to approach the drawing now because the drawing will fail you from being in feelings. It's a diagram. Well, notes, circles. Enter the archive and you'll see what's there. Yes.
Exactly about that. You also said that there is a gap in the knowledge of students about the study of Tess, and that perhaps we should study preface once again. Perhaps we can do something here, maybe for friends to get organized and study together.
I don't know. Okay, organize yourself and study. But each of you has the possibility. There are things that you could study even not together. If someone feels that they have a desire and the ability, the time, then you can enter. You have 20 times Pticha and study them in the archive. I don't have time for that. I don't have time. Other than that, where you're going and what way are they teaching this to you in the campuses? And I don't see. From a lack of time, I don't see this. For me, it's more important to bring you to the first spiritual feeling. Do you understand? That's my goal. After that, it's already birth. After that, on one hand, we demand more care and accompaniment, and on the other hand, it's already a little more, nevertheless, there's not so much of a chance of falling. Yes, Asaf.
I had a question on item 6. Can we go back to it?
No. What item 6? Where are we already?
About Malchut, which leaves no Reshima.
He told you why. He gave you several reasons why. First of all, there's nothing below Malchut. She has no one to pass on her light to. That's why she doesn't leave a Reshima behind.
But he says that although other worlds are destined to be below her, which receive from her.
That's not associated. That's not on our degree.
She has no adhesion with...
Only in the 10 Sefirot, the Sefirot lay out the Reshima. Only in the 10 Sefirot.
And something else. He says, but light of Malchut, this is a contradiction because we said that there is no light in Malchut.
There's no such thing as not having light. There's just no reception in order to bestow. Only everything returns. There's no Or Yashar, but there's Or Chozer. He also said that somewhere. Where are we?
Item 20, Inner Light, explains the coarser light, which is the Bechina of the Kelim, item 20. Meaning the Or Chozer, the reflected light that remains after the departure of the Or Yashar, direct light from inside it. We have yet to thoroughly understand the above matter of the ascent of the Orot and know precisely what rose, what purified, and what remained below as Kelim. You already know that the Masach means a detaining force over the Or Elyon, the upper light, so that it does not expand into the four Bechinot of the Aviut, coarseness in Bechina Daled called Malchut. The matter of the ascent of Malchut to Zeranpin in the Ari's words as follows mean that you should know that they revolve only around the Masach and the Or Chozer in her. These two are called Or Malchut. They are called Or in the words of the Ari, as there is no other Or in Malchut from the Tzimtzum onwards. However, Kli Malchut herself cannot rise to Zeranpin, since ascent means Hizdakhut, purification. And that can only be in the Masach, but not in the Kelim. This matter of Hizdakhut, purification, is not operative in the Kelim whatsoever. Only that amount of Aviut, coarseness, that exists in the Bechina of the Kelim in each and every Partsuf remains permanent and fixed forever until they receive their correction. This has already been explained. The matter of the Hizdakhut of the Masach from Bechina Dalet to Bechina Gimel means that because of the Bitush, the Or Pnimi, with Or Makif in the Masach, the last Bechina of the Aviut that is contained in its force of determinant disappeared and was lost. From now on, it is found to be detaining the Or Elyon from expanding further than Bechina Gimel of the Aviut, which remains in it. It is so because Bechina Dalet in Bechina Dalet is no longer contained in it. So it only detains and returns the Or Elyon from the three Bechinot Aviut that remained incorporated in it from Bechina Dalet. the returned Or Chozer from these three Bechinot is only sufficient to clothe the Or Yashar up to Chochmah, and its clothing does not reach Keter. It therefore naturally turns out that Or Keter disappears from the Partsuf because the Or is not caught in the Partsuf without Levush, clothing, and Kli. It has been thoroughly explained that the ascent and the Hizdakhut, purification, relate to the Masach and not at all to the Kelim. The Kelim that remain in their location after the Histalkut, the departure, the Or Yashar, which the Ari calls Or Av, are the four Bechinot of Yud contained in that Or Chozer that has been clothed. They clothe the ten Sefirot de Guf, which have now been emptied of their Orot.
That is how the Partsufim are built from one another. So on one hand, we have the greatest light that's in Keter. On the other hand, the one that scrutinizes the light of Keter and understands what it is, already Ab, Chochmah, and so on. And where does it attain? Ab also is the Keter for Chochmah. And the Chochmah is attained then in Chochmah of Keter, in Galgalta, meaning all the Partsufim clothe Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon, clothe one another, and eventually Galgalta receives all the lights, and in it are all the results of all the series of actions that the Partsufim went through. Therefore, it includes everything. There's much to talk about here, but it will be clear from itself when we move forward. Okay? Well, I have two nudniks. Well, the first one.
The expansion that comes from the upper one towards the lower one, can it be said that this is the Bechinot of Rosh and Guf? What the upper one scrutinizes expands in the lower one, right? And that becomes his Guf?
You're talking about the fact that the Or Chozer of the upper becomes the Kli to the lower one, or what? Well,
in the relativity of Rosh and Guf, this is what it's all about?
No. Rosh and Guf are different roles. Well, Rachamim.
The one who attains the Masach uses his connection with the Creator for the benefit of the public?
Otherwise, what's a Masach? Well,
if the Masach is the result of the restriction, why are they far from each other like north from south?
Masach is not a direct result of the restriction. After the Tzimtzum, we have actions. Tzimtzum could be that it restricts itself only to not feel that he's burning from shame. The Masach is already an act of bestowal, that he wants to invert the shame to glory. Well, look how many notes he has there. Now he's going to take out of... already afraid.
I will exhaust you in time. How do we use the Creator to reveal the Creator in a state of raising in sanctity, meaning a more and more sublime degrees until the Creator himself?
We use the Creator.
We use the Creator to attain the Creator?
Well, so what? By what? By man. What's the question?
Let me repeat. How can we use the Creator to reveal the Creator in a state of rising in sanctity, meaning a more and more exalted degree until the Creator himself?
Through man.
No.
Well,
the method of the reforming light, does it affect souls who has reshimot from a state of the temple, the first and second temple, which is a state of love, and are capable of using the light for the benefit of the public and atop their for their own benefit?
I can't say. You're asking things that we have no concept of that. Why are you getting confused with all of that? Think about what you need to do today. What first and second temple? You don't know what the smallest spiritual degree is. What are you imagining to yourself? For what do you need those philosophies?
It's not a philosophy. If I'm not engaged in that, and then I'm no more than a beast.
Okay, so define to yourself that you're a beast and that's it. I don't engage in what I'm not in.
But I'm not a beast.
Those questions are above me.
No, it's not above you, no.
Well, you can explain to me who I am? I need to teach practical things to the height of man and not beyond that. Imagine to yourself that you're taking a child that needs to go to first or second grade, and you put him into sixth or seventh grade. What will he understand there? He'll be confused, if not go crazy. I don't want that to happen with my students. I don't want to argue about this at all.
I'm not arguing, I'm asking. Can you argue a feeling?
The feeling has no foundation. The feeling is right. You may feel that way. I'm not saying that you don't. But when you become, make this into degrees, start associating to it all kinds of actions that are from what you're reading, that's a question. Does this belong to that? You're already depicting to yourself that you know what the degree of the first temple is. I want to talk about what we're in. We're in, or at least how it's close to us, where any moment now we will be in it. And not such degrees.
Thank you for the explanation. Thank you.
Yes, Asaf.
Can I update about how we are?
Yes.
Okay. We are organizing for the time when you will be overseas. Yesterday we had a meeting with 40 friends, more or less, and about 40 other friends connected on Zoom. And we had different thoughts of how to do it correctly, in case we'll have to give a lesson, different formats of it.
No, you're going to be giving the lesson, not whether you're going to be. You're doing the lesson, whether it's a recorded lesson or you're doing it. If I can enter, I'll enter. Yes, but first... Yes.
So the meeting yesterday, it really felt like super responsibility and seriously to do the right thing for our development. So according to your advice, we will make all possible options recorded or for you to give a lesson. Everything will be ready. And we will be ready to do everything according to your guidance. Now, during the day, we will make teams and give a report to the world.
Wonderful. I will do it according to your advice. You want, I'll get involved in the lesson. You won't, and I'll listen, watch. Maybe I won't have the possibility to watch or hear. I don't know. Maybe in those times we will go to some bar. Yes.
And on our part, we will make sure that we're ready. Every day, we will have a team ready for anything. If you're ready, willing, and interested to give us the entire lesson, so that team will be on a standby. If you will conduct only part of the lesson, then...
We'll see. We'll see. It also depends on you. It depends on the topic. It could be that you're all of a sudden going to take some topic that I feel that it's fire that we really have to add here and to scrutinize. Then I'll enter, of course. But if it's flowing, normal, seriously, then I prefer for you to do it.
Can I ask why?
You need to nevertheless learn something, how to do something alone, on your own. And not just you, but all the groups in the world. You should know how to appreciate the friends, how to see the friend as the greatest of the generation, and that every friend is at the height of the Creator. That's considered that behind every friend the Creator is. And if you don't compare the friend to the Creator, you're not going to reach to seeing the Creator. Just understand what we're talking about here. There are such things before us that it's it's like an imaginary movie before us. That's it, but we need to get closer to this. That's what I'm saying, presence, the feeling of seriousness within us, that the future and our fate is in our hands, that we need to do this. Anyone who breaks this or breaches the lesson or whatever, throw them out so there'll be no remnants of him. The main thing is to keep the seriousness and the compression of the kli. Specifically, when I'm not here, it's an opportunity. Okay? And... yes, Dudi, what?
Now, it's... your trip will be on Shavuot, the holiday of Shavuot, Night of the Bride, etc. So, what are we going to do during this holiday? Is there something special about it?
There's nothing special in this holiday. As usual, we go over it. When do you learn something about Shavuot? I already spoke to you about there being materials for that. Yes, Shavuot, so? If it's next week, you don't have a calendar that says that soon there's Shavuot? Well, so? There's still time, okay, but I won't be here. Let's at least learn it tomorrow morning. Bring it, and then you can go back to over this material. This is not related to times. So bring me the special materials for Shavuot for tomorrow, and we'll learn it. Even all the hours. And we'll move to the next part.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמרון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה
את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה